Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Amazing to have just like this really awesome time with an awesome photographer. So what I'm going to be talking about is how we look at ourselves when it comes to, I'm getting a message from my assistant, Kina, who said apparently I was not on the air. So let's start over again. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and technology never ceases to amaze me. Sometimes it's like, okay, I got the whole thing worked out, but you never know. So what we're talking about today is picture perfect, and it has to do with how we view ourselves. There's an old saying that goes that a picture is worth a thousand words. And the interesting part is that what are some of those words when we see a picture of ourselves? And it can be very, very tricky because it really brings up a lot of those self-image questions that we may have about ourselves. And I was recently in a photo shoot, like yesterday, and seeing some of the pictures, I was like really amazed. And, you know, this is a wonderful professional photographer named Cheryl Lane. So if you're in the Bay Area and you need an awesome photographer, she is just great. And if you want her contact information, log into the chat room and we'll make sure that after the show I'll be posting it. But the issue for me is that I really do not enjoy having my picture taken. This comes from a lot of old issues that, you know, I continue to work. I mean, you know, it's really great when I talk to people and, you know, we talk about moving forward. And, you know, sometimes I get complimented as to, you know, what I'm sharing and where I'm at. And I really honor that, and it's such a compliment. And please understand, I am still working my stuff as much as anybody else is. There are a lot of things that come into our lives, and it's not necessarily about being able to just, okay, I'm on it, I've got it, I'm covered, and I've got it taken care of, and it doesn't bother me. You know, it's not about that. It's about, yes, it bothers me, and I reach into my toolbox and figure out the tools I need in order to manage it. And self-image is one of those things that we all can take some aspect of our lives or ourselves and look at it and say, you know what, I would really like to shift that a little bit. So when we look at our physical selves, what is it that, you know, we're really focusing in on? And unfortunately, a lot of times we're focusing in on those things that we would like to change. Maybe you've got lovely eyes, but if your smile doesn't look real straight in a picture, that's what you're going to kind of zoom in on. And there's an interesting sort of balance that comes in when we have, on one hand, the idea that what other people think of us should not matter really as much as what we think of ourselves. And that's said many, many times. There's a saying that it's none of my business what other people think of me. And generally, that's a really good rule of thumb to go with, unless you are more critical of yourself than other people are. In that case, it might be a good idea for you to listen to what other people are saying, because it really is kind of a challenge not to focus on those things that we want to change, that we want to be different. And the people around us, yes, they see those pieces, and they also see the good pieces a lot more easily. I've been in the process of reducing my weight, and I want to do this because it would be much healthier for me. So it's really nice when I hear people say, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you've lost so much weight. You know, that's really great. And, you know, it means a lot. It's that little ego boost. And you know, if you do know somebody who's working this particular piece and you notice that, wow, you know, maybe they've lost a little weight, please tell them, because it really helps. It really motivates. And when we have something about ourselves such as that, and of course the old thing, the camera adds 10 pounds, and we look at ourselves in pictures, it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't lost anything. Oh my gosh, I'm so huge. And you know, it really is kind of tough to be able to view ourselves objectively and without judgment. Now, at one time many years ago, I lost a whole bunch of weight. And I got down to, you know, I went down from, you know, over 190 pounds down to 140. And I got a lot of compliments. I felt really good about myself. And yet, when I saw myself in pictures, I still had that mindset of seeing myself as heavier than I was. And it's that kind of one of those little games that we play with, you know, with our own minds. It's like, okay, is that exactly how I envision that I want to look? And usually it's like, well, no, I want to, you know, it to move here, move there. And it's like, well, you know what, I'm coming up on 50. And pretty much it's about letting go of looking like I did when I was 18 and, you know, two children and many years ago. And it's not really as much about what I look like as what I feel like. When I had just had my children, and my youngest, Jeremy, he was about maybe a year, just, you know, between 9 months and a year. And my oldest son, Jason, was, you know, right around 2.5. I had a picture that we took at a 4th of July picnic, and the boys were, the picture has me, and the boys are kind of, you know, I've got one arm around each one, and they're pulled close, and they're up, you know, they're looking at the fireworks, and their eyes are about as big as they can get, and I'm looking down at them, and I consider that a beautiful picture, because what I was feeling when that picture was taken, I wasn't even thinking about who was taking the picture. I was just completely wrapped up in the amount of love that I had for my sons. And yes, I was heavy at that point, but I looked at myself and I thought, wow, that's beautiful, because everything in me was in a place of love. Everything in me was, oh my God, these two little beings are the most important thing in my world, and I just am so happy that they're mine. And so when, you know, we think about when we have pictures taken, you know, where is our mindset? What is it that we're judging? What is it that we believe that that camera is going to reflect about us, and what are other people going to think about it? It is very important to really own the idea that, you know what, the perfect image of ourselves that we have in our minds, pretty much that's probably where it's going to stay. We can do a lot of different things, but are we really needing to get to that absolute, this is what is perfect, and this is what I believe is perfect for me? It's not, honestly. What's perfect is that moment when you're feeling love for someone and that image is captured, when you're feeling at peace, when you're having fun, when it's not about what you are physically, but about really just being that emotion and manifesting that emotion. I have a picture of when I graduated chiropractic college, and it is one of my favorites because right at that moment, you know, minutes before, I had walked across the stage and I was handed a degree. And I was a doctor, and years of really hard work had paid off. And when I look at that picture, even I have to say, oh, my God, I look radiant. It wasn't about the dress I was wearing that a friend of mine had made for me. It wasn't about what I weighed or how my hair looked. It was about what was going on inside of me. And that was the story that went with that picture. It wasn't about my feeling bad about some sort of arbitrary decision on, oh, gee, does this look like, you know, a model in a newspaper or in a magazine? No, it was about me being my authentic self in that moment. And that authentic self was really feeling radiant. Now, when we talk about the effects of whatever our self-image is, it really goes into that place of, okay, how does it affect us physically? Well, the first thing it can do when, you know, we see ourselves in a picture and maybe it doesn't look like the way we want it to, or maybe we feel we're too thin, or maybe we don't feel that, you know, we look balanced. One of the first things it creates is a desire to make a drastic change. And it can be really unhealthy to decide, oh, my gosh, I don't like the way I look. I'm not going to eat for the next 4 days. Or I'm going to create habits that may give me a short-term loss, but it's not going to give me the long-term loss I want. Or, you know, well, one of the things that's come up is for diabetics to not take their insulin, because then they create a condition where their body is actually burning fat very quickly, but it's a very unhealthy way to do it, and it can really damage the kidneys. And it is very difficult to explain to someone that, no, you need to take your blood sugar. I understand that you are going to gain weight, and that is healthier for you than taking this particular action. And there are folks who will take themselves to the point of just shy of diabetic coma, but they will hold their insulin and take only enough to keep them conscious. And it's about self-image. It is about this idea that I am going to be better if I do something drastic to change this physical self. I mean, there's a reason why emotional counseling is recommended when people want to go into big weight loss things, especially if they're doing something, you know, say like surgery or, you know, going into something that is a very intense weight loss program. Because the idea is that if you don't change the mindset, how you visualize yourself is not going to change. You know, people who are tremendously thin due to, you know, conditions such as anorexia or bulimia, they don't see themselves as thin. That's not the self-image. That is not what looks back at them in the mirror. And really, it all comes down to how we're dealing with the being that is putting us in a situation of being in judgment. And that being is ourselves. How does that reflection reflect us? Let's see. Kind of just sent me a question. I thought low insulin caused weight gain. Actually, no. What happens is that the body goes into something called ketoacidosis. And when insulin is very low, it triggers this sort of slingshot response where the body begins burning fat. And so if they keep the insulin down and they're running their blood sugars very high, what it's causing, it causes a reaction of burning fat. It's very much the same thing that happens on the high-protein, no-carb diet. It induces this state of ketoacidosis that can really, you know, wreak havoc with the body. So, you know, when we do things that are drastic to try to change this image, this external image that we've got, it does not allow us to reach a place of acceptance. It does not allow us to say, you know what, let me not look at that physical image. Let me look at how I was feeling when that picture was taken. And I mean, I encourage everybody to try this. You know, go out and, you know, just really be, find yourself in a place of love, in a place where you're just really enjoying yourself, where you're not in a place of judgment, where you really don't care what it looks like. And have a friend just take a picture of you when you're in a state of just real enjoyment, of bliss, of happiness, of laughter. You'll probably find that the picture actually looks good, that you enjoy seeing yourself in that place of love. You know, if you're a parent, you know, get that child, I mean, you know, during a time when you don't feel like, you know, just choking them, and think of that most loving moment and just hold that in your mind and then have a picture taken. Because it's not about what we look like on the outside. It's about what's coming from the inside. It's about just really forgetting judgment and moving out of that place where it's about what the physical form looks like. I mean, the physical form, the human physical form, changes drastically throughout our lives. And a lot of different things can cause a lot of different effects. And being able to just accept yourself in that moment, to view yourself as that loving, wonderful spirit that our family and friends view us as. And it is really hard sometimes to accept when, you know, somebody says, wow, you know, you look really great. And that's not the story we're telling ourselves. We need to get out of that self-judgment, because once we can get past that, we can really learn to love ourselves. And through that loving of ourselves, we can learn how to love others. We can learn how to be just in the moment, or just to be. You don't have to be someone who's sucking in their gut, or, you know, trying to figure out, it's like, well, if the camera's at this angle, then, you know, maybe I won't look so big. Maybe other people won't view me as that. And like I said, generally, you know, what other people think of you is none of your business. Let them think what they think. You know, either they're going to say something about it or they're not. And if they say something about it, it's either going to be complimentary or it's going to feel hurtful. And ultimately, the reality is, what is it that goes with the story? What is the story I'm telling myself about what they say? Because sometimes people can say some very well-meaning but really hard stuff, and it hurts us. And maybe they don't even think it. It's like, well, I'm just trying to help you. You know, what is the story that goes with that? Does that reaffirm the story we're telling ourselves, or is that in opposition to the story we're telling ourselves? If you go out, and I mean, I've gone out and I've seen women, and it was like, really? Really, you chose that outfit? But you could see in their face, they think they look great. They look good. And who am I to ruin a moment for them? Why is it that, you know, we feel we've got to correct that in others or in ourselves? If the person is out there wearing something that's like, wow, okay, that's an interesting choice, let them. What is it that, you know, people come up with that it's like, you know, you really need to know about this. Now, you know, if they're our friends, yes, sometimes, you know, our friends need to be honest and hopefully they catch us before we go out. Or if, you know, we come out of a ladies' room and, you know, the back of our skirt is tucked into our nylons, yes, that's something we need to know about. And if you feel good in an outfit, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. See yourself as good as you feel. See yourself in that moment. Don't let it get caught up with what other people think. Like I said, unless they look at you less critically than you look at you. And in that case, use discernment. Decide who you want to listen to. Because maybe you don't want to listen to everybody. You know, there's always, everybody's got their story behind something. And, you know, yes, sometimes that is easier said than done. And sometimes riding a bicycle is easier said than done. Giving birth is definitely easier said than done. Being in a relationship where you have to work at it is easier said than done. But that doesn't mean it's not worth doing. That doesn't mean that it shouldn't be tried over and over and over again. And it doesn't mean that just because it doesn't work out right away that you don't keep doing it. Pretty much almost everything is easier said than done. But if somebody else can do it, you can too. There is nothing to stop us from making a choice, even if it's a choice just for a moment, to take a breath and take that moment and say, okay, is this really my truth? Is this the reality I want to hold about myself? And if the answer to that is no in any way, shape, or form, then it's about finding out what you need to do to shift out of that space and into a space and into an energetic feeling that is much happier for you. I mean, you know, we've all got those folks who just, you know, can push our buttons and shift us into a place of doubting ourselves or feeling guilty or whatever. You know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth what we do to ourselves when we feel like that, especially when we could choose to feel better. Choose to have, when we look at a picture of ourselves, to go, wow, I've really got nice eyes. Or, you know what? On me, freckles work. It's about finding those things that we can love about ourselves and building on it. And let's say if there is a part of us that, you know, that we maybe would like to change, the first thing we should figure out is, why do I need to change this? Is it because I don't like it for myself, or, you know, I consider this unhealthy? Or is it that I'm having an issue with what other people think of me? So then maybe you're just talking to the wrong people if they're bringing in that negative piece. You know, sometimes, you know, when we laugh at ourselves, you know, it can be a double-edged sword. There's light and shadow to that. It's like, you know, if you're walking down the street and you trip on a piece of the sidewalk, in that moment you could choose to either feel really stupid and it's like, oh my God, oh, I'm such a doofus. Or it is about, you know, just kind of giggling about it. And it's like, wow, okay, is the universe telling me I need to slow down? Or, you know, do I need to be more present in the moment? Or, hey, I did not face plant. Go me. You know, you can just be able to do that and to own it and to share it and, you know, take that moment for what it is, which all it is tripping on the sidewalk. The story that gets added to it is up to you, and it's your choice. as to how you feel that reflects. And if we trip on the sidewalk and we know somebody's watching us, it's like, oh, man, you know, what are they thinking about me? That's the first thing. I remember once a friend of mine was walking along, and you know how, you know, it's like there'll be a spider web or something that comes down, and she walked right into it. And, I mean, she just, if you just looked at her, she looked like she was, you know, going nuts. And then she stops, and she looks around, and then she bowed, and then she just kept going. Take the moments to not take yourself so seriously. Take the moments that you need to take yourself seriously and appreciate yourself for the seriously wonderful being you are. And that will make every picture perfect, because it's not about what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside. Thank you for joining me today. And you can find out more about me and what I do professionally at www.the-healing-house.com. You can find out about my book, Frequencies, at www.frequenciesthebook.com. And for some really cool, awesome activities, you can go to www.meetup.com and look up Divine Events here in San Jose, California. And for those of you who are out of the area, you can always contact us and, hey, I love to travel. We can go to where you are and hang out and chat and take pictures and all kinds of neat things. So after the show, I will be popping into the chat room. So if any of you are in the chat room and would like to ask me any questions or comment and tell me that I'm full of it, please feel free, you know, play nice, but you know, I welcome honesty. And I really hope that everyone has a wonderful week. We are going to be, you know, having what's called a super moon on Saturday. So for those of you who want to go out and see the moon at its closest to us out of the whole year, it's supposed to be Saturday, May 5th at 11:35, and that's Eastern time. And it's supposed to be just this huge, amazing image of the moon. So go out there and take a look at it on Saturday. It should be very interesting. And I was looking at a picture of that, and it's like, wow, that's just a really big, awesome picture. And the last time it happened, I think when it happened last year, it was just unbelievable. So hopefully the skies will be clear wherever you're at. And if they're not going to be clear on Saturday, go take a drive. You know, head up to the mountains or, you know, go somewhere, hit an observatory. Observatories rock. And take a look at something that is very and very beautiful. Because, you know, when we look up at the sky, or at least when I look up at the sky, part of me feels very, very small. And part of me feels really, really huge, because I know that I'm connected to that. I mean, scientists say that, you know, we are made of the stuff that the stars are made of. And we carry that inside of us. So I want everybody to, you know, shine like that supermoon and have that light just radiating from you. And all the nooks and crannies and details and all of that, it doesn't matter, because it's what on the inside that matters most. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. I wish you an excellent week. We will be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter and join me on Facebook. Everyone have a wonderful, blessed week. And keep in mind and always remember that you are picture perfect just the way you are. Blessings.